if we're not willing to engage the enemy here at home, then we're done. Now, I should point out, we're going to get to more of the news in a moment, that on my Sunday show, I said, among many other things, that we have less freedom today than we did prior to the Revolutionary War. So some very perverse, low IQ clowns get on the internet, Bryn Tannehill, Tom Nichols, who's an author, somebody named John Amato, who created something called Crooks and Liars, which he would know because he may well be one, but I don't know. Yahoo News put stuff out. This Mark Levin, this is the most preposterous thing that's ever been said on Fox. What about the indigenous peoples? What about slavery and so forth? Now, ladies and gentlemen, obviously that's not what I'm talking about, slavery and indigenous peoples. I'm talking about the aggregate of the civil society. I'm talking about what went on at Independence Hall. I'm talking about what went on the second time at Independence Hall, the first the Declaration, the second the Constitution. But I would ask these low IQ numbskulls, who obviously embrace this American Marxist movement, who think Joe Biden is swell, who hate Donald Trump and all the rest of them, are you so blinded by your stupidity and your obsessions that you don't see tyranny when it's staring you in the face? I even point out in my book, American Marxism, when several dozen typically leftist authors and artists and playwrights wrote a letter about wokeism and the cancel culture, even they saw it. But Tom Nichols, Bryn Tannenbull, or Bill, John Amato, he's the founder of Crooks and Liars, because he's a schmuck, and Bevan Hurley, they don't see it. They don't see it, and they never will. And they never will, because they're ideological buffoons. This book's not written.